You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Recorded in Chicago, Illinois, with your hosts, Ken, Matt, Neil, and Jeff, this is Triviality.
The cream of the crop!
Hello and welcome to Triviality, the game where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge. My name is Neil, and I am joined here in the studio with Ken and Matt. How are you both?
Hey.
Oh, doing great.
Good. Good to hear. Jeff is not here.
Jeff couldn't be bothered.
That's why
today.
I'm doing so great. I just remembered. Yeah, there's no Jeff here.
Jeff's not right in front of you. I'm actually sitting in Jeff's seat, So you get to look at me and not Jeff's beard. But if any of you have been watching Chernobyl, the HBO miniseries, Jeff is really into it, and he got so inspired by watching Chernobyl, he went to the locations in Illinois that have nuclear capabilities and went to go tell them what they were doing wrong. So, hope to prevent a Chernobyl.
Obviously, yeah.
He's well-actioning nuclear scientists.
Yeah, and
well,
I think
it's dangerous because the operators may fall asleep listening to him.
And then accidentally hit the button. That turns the reactor up. In place of Jeff, we have a lot of personality coming to us over Skype. And first to introduce our contestant today, he is a Cruiserweight champion on Patreon, which we very much appreciate. And he's from Chicago. His name is Jamal Gorham. How's it going, Jamal?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing great. Thanks for joining us. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I've pretty much lived in Illinois all my life, went to U of I, and right now I'm a strategic business analyst for a medical logistics company.
Whoa.
Which is a fancy long title for I make the routes that bring things from hospitals to hospitals.
Thank you for explaining that to me. Yeah.
So, in essence,
I understood it, but thank you for explaining it.
You are the Jason Statham, the transporter of the medical world, kind of.
Yes.
Okay.
That's sure. All.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and you know martial arts really well too, so that's good. And you said to us before we started recording that you don't normally go to trivia too much, but you listen more on the podcast side of it. Do you just love trivia?
Yeah, it's more of like watching Jeopardy, listening to you guys, some other trivia podcasts, and kind of playing with my wife and at home. Not much for bar trivia scene, but
it's the at home version, right? You don't want to.
Yeah, the take-home version.
I did the same thing with Wheel of Fortune. I don't want to go on it. I just played at home.
Right.
Same thing.
So that's why you're always spinning wheels.
That's why. It's those fidget spinners. I couldn't stop. When we first started recording, there was one in the studio, and I would not stop hitting it, and it drove everyone nuts because it would end up on the recording.
That's true. Yeah, he did have fidget spinners, and they were always going. And we have a really great guest host joining us today. Haley reached out and signed up on our form to host. She is a United States champion coming to us from Madison, Wisconsin, and it's Haley Stroik. How's it going, Haley?
It's going great. How are you guys?
Doing really well. And we know you put this game together, but before we get to it, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Like you said, I'm from Madison, Wisconsin, and I kind of got into trivia a little bit strangely. My hometown does a trivia contest every year over the radio. That's 54 hours straight. And they do that every April as a fundraiser. And so I've been playing that my entire life. So that's kind of how I got started in all of this.
Wow. So you've had trivia in your life for a long time.
Yes.
That's great. That's great. We know you put the game together for us today, which we're excited to play. But thank you also for being a Patreon supporter. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Before we throw it to the rules guy, Matt and I were texting over the weekend because WWE was in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
And Goldberg and The Undertaker were the main event.
Yep.
And Matt and I described it as two old men falling over and fighting each other, because if you see any of the clips, Goldberg almost killed Undertaker. Mm-hmm. Undertaker almost broke Goldberg's neck. Goldberg got a concussion, and
sure,
he could hardly.
There was a couple injured hips.
Yeah,
it was bad. So we have a link to the match, and we're gonna post it in the show notes, and you guys can check it out. I think it's pretty. Yeah. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's dangerous when your grandpa start fighting. I don't think that anybody's interested in that, but apparently that's very big in Saudi Arabia.
Right. I mean, you'd think at the start of Loose Lips Sink Ships that they wouldn't be getting angry with each other and shouting, but
Angry Old Men 3 is
right, fisticuffs. But yeah, so enjoy that link. I think you'll like it. But without further ado, before we get to Haley's game, let's throw it over to the rules guy and see how he's doing today.
The rules of the game are simple. 20 questions split into two rounds worth 10 points apiece. At halftime, there'll be a special swing round designed by this week's host. After regulation, players will enter the final round with the points that they've accumulated and will have a chance to wager 0 to 30 points on 5 categorized questions. At the end of the game, someone will be named the cream of the crop.
You know that I'm the cream of the crop.
Man, we got to have Darren on the show.
Yeah, we do. I did reach out, and I'm just waiting word.
To his publicist.
I reached out to his publicist, Darren, too, and we'll see what he says. I think he's interested, but...
His publicist is named Darren, too?
Darren, too, yep. And then his agent's Darren, 3, and manager's Darren, 4. Lawyer's name is Rob, for the record. Yeah, great job, Darren, there. I think because we were talking about Goldberg and Undertaker, why don't we just be old man fights?
I like it.
For our team name. What about you, Ken? What about you and Jamal?
Well, since he's from Logan Square and, you know, we're both local, I think we're going to be the home team. The good guys.
The good guys.
Yeah, home right. team. As Hawk would say.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying.
Sox,
baseball.
The Sox.
Hey, he knows. There we go.
Awesome. Well, yeah, let's throw it to Haley and feel free to take it away and run your game.
All right, excellent. So this first question for round one, I can't take credit for it. It is one of the questions that's asked every year during that radio contest that I play. I just wanted to see if you guys know the answer to it. So the category is sports in the movies, kinda. Who is the Major League Baseball player whose signature appears on the bat that Wendy Torrance uses to beat her husband, Jack?
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Yep, I'm not too sure on this one. I can't really remember it specifically, but we wrote down a few. I think one of these is probably right, so let's just lock in that one.
I'm good with that.
Do you have any idea on this one, Jamal?
Baseball is not a strong suit of mine,
yeah.
So I could only name just...
I didn't really realize there was a signature on the bat.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen this movie.
All right,
I mean, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, I don't...
Let's say Lou Gehrig.
Okay, because it's not, like, Babe Ruth's the obvious one, I guess, so.
All right, let's say Lou Gehrig.
Okay, you're with Lou Gehrig. Yeah, we wrote down...
Yeah, first thing I wrote down was Babe Ruth, because it's a pretty famous signature. It's the big B and then the big R, you've seen it on a lot of things. But then you wrote down Ted, and Ted Williams, very famous, you know, last person to hit 400, known for hitting. Makes sense. Doesn't the movie take place in... the Northeast?
Yeah, it's like Colorado maybe, or around
okay,
that area.
So
yeah.
No, so that doesn't help. So we'll ignore that and we'll lock in with Ted Williams anyway.
All right. Unfortunately, no one got it right. The answer is Carl Yastrzemski. He played for the Red Sox.
Mm. Wow. And the movie for the audience playing at home was The Shining.
Yes.
You remember the scene, "Darling, light of my life." He's chasing her up with the bat. Okay. Yeah, that's a great question. I didn't know that one.
All right, so question two is in musical origins. We all know Queen is from the United Kingdom, but which country was Freddie Mercury born in?
We are locked in over here on this one.
Okay.
Zanzibar.
Yeah, I was pretty sure it was Zanzibar as well. So I think we're in agreement, and we're going to say Zanzibar.
Yeah, as Jack Black says on the Tenacious D song, Zanzibar!
All right, yep, that is Zanzibar.
All right.
Hey, we're on the board.
We'd get there. I knew it.
Eventually.
As long as there are no more baseball questions.
Actually, just so you know, this entire game is Milwaukee Brewers history.
Oh, good.
All right. Question three is in space, no one can hear you scream. What is the name of the astronaut that contacted NASA with the phrase, Houston, we've had a problem here?
We are... we have both the actor and the character, I believe, so we're going to lock in.
Yeah, of course, me and Neil are coming at it from a film perspective. So this is Tom Hanks in Apollo 13.
Yep, and I don't remember the name, so I hope you.
I think it's Jim Lovell.
That sounds good to me.
Now let me just check myself before I wreck myself here. Yeah, I think we're good with that.
Now, this is from that movie where Tom Hanks goes on the 13th Apollo mission.
that is correct.
I forgot the name of it.
Yeah, so I couldn't remember the first name, if it was Jim or not. I think it's Jim, but just to be official, we locked in with Lovell.
Okay. Well, both of you fell for the trap there. In the movie, it is Jim Lovell that says it, but in the actual Apollo 13 space flight, it was Jack Swigert.
Boom.
Wow.
We the people.
MMA star Jack Swigert.
Yeah, so he initially contacted them, and then NASA asked them to repeat it, and then Lovell responded, "Houston, we've had a problem," but it was Jack first.
Wow. It's like when you tell a good joke and then someone says it louder and they get credit for it.
Yeah.
Like all of Dane Cook's jokes. Yeah. Yeah. God, that's so funny. I'm going to never forget that now. So,
I mean, we'll forget the name, but
yeah,
we won't forget
we remember
the fact.
That fact.
Right.
What was that guy again?
I already forgot.
Who was the third guy in Rush?
Oh, geez. Oh, well, it's Neil Peart, Geddy Lee, and I'm thinking of Alex Lifeson. That's it, right?
Lifeson. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We're locking it in.
All right. Question 4 is in human anatomy. All I need to know is, what is the largest internal organ in the human body?
Now, what if you get impaled with an organ?
Mm-hmm. And it's
an actual organ. Because the external organ would be the epidermis.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Okay, I know that. I know that word for skin.
Uh huh. I think it's either one of these.
Oh, okay. You know what? I think this one, even though it's called that, is actually bigger than that
okay.
one.
Okay. Well, that gives away a lot of hints. So
it's okay. I was getting there already.
The same place. We're locked in.
Okay, we're locked in.
All right. So what they were talking about was large intestine, small intestine. I know the liver is also pretty sizable.
Liver was the first thing that came to mind for me.
I think between the large and small intestine, the small is actually bigger.
I mean, the small intestine, if you stretch it out, isn't it supposed to be insanely long?
I think it goes all the way to Jupiter and back.
Yeah, I mean, I think small intestine, if you think about just the length. Are you comfortable with that? Because science is my weakness.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going by weight or... But yeah, let's say small intestine.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, I'm pretty sure it was one of the intestines, and we were kind of debating. It would make sense if it was the large one, but nothing ever makes sense. So we locked in with small intestine.
Okay. Jamal and Ken, you should have gone with your other answer. It is the liver.
The nice canty.
And Jamal has nice canty. Jamal has the medical background too.
Mm. Yeah.
It's good for us though.
Sell more livers. Is that...
We just move things. We don't know about them.
Fair enough.
Yeah, see, that's like the transport. He never looks in the trunk.
Exactly.
He just delivers it.
All right. So question 5 is in famous last stands. In what modern day U.S. state was the Battle of Little Bighorn?
This is not my forte. This had Jeff written all over it.
Yeah, he'd be right away. He's like, actually,
no, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think he'd know this.
You don't think?
We'll have to quiz him later,
And
then tell him that we both got it right, so he'll feel bad.
You went with that area. Is there any particular reason?
No,
no,
no.
All right. Well, I have no idea either, and I just have a guess here, just for the fact that the Tonys are tonight, and this musical is probably going to win Best Revival. So that's why we'll lock in with this answer.
It could be anything.
Well, I too was thinking Oklahoma for some reason, but I have no justification for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing that came to my mind, so we might as well just go with it.
Let's hit that Oklahoma. Let's do it.
What a hive mind! We also said Oklahoma.
Surprisingly.
Oh, if you guys are a little too far south, it was in Montana.
There's no musicals named Montana. That is the problem.
There is a track on Justin Timberlake's Man of the Woods album called Montana, where he proposed to Jessica Biel.
Great.
Yeah, there you go.
Good information. Thank you.
Good story. So after 5 questions, Matt and I, old man fights, are at least on the board. We have 10 points. And so are Jamal and Ken with Team Hometown. They also have 10 points.
Home team.
Home team.
Mm-hmm. Good guys with 10.
Good guys with 10. So we're tied at 10.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So question six is in A Long Time Ago. Who is the first character to speak in the Star Wars film series? And I mean this chronologically, not in episode order. So starting with episode four.
We're locked in.
Okay. I thought.
So Jamal, does it open on the ship, right?
Yeah, and I feel like I've heard this question recently. The C-3PO is the first thing that comes to mind.
He's like going through the hallway talking to himself like a lunatic as usual.
Right, and I forget what the words are, but...
All I remember is the first time I watched Star Wars, I was so bored by it because I was young, and it, like the first half an hour of that movie is just like C-3PO and R2-D2 f***ing around. Yeah. Like, get to something, make something happen, so... Mm-hmm. We're going to go with C-3PO.
Yeah, I think it was something along the lines of, wow, this is some kind of Star Wars, right?
There's a war. We're in the stars. There's a big vacuum coming our way.
Yeah. So we locked in with C-3PO.
Yep, both teams are right. It was C-3PO. It was right. Opening when the ship was being attacked, and he was kind of giving a status report loudly about what
everything
was
he does is loud.
All right, question seven is in the category of Water World. What country has the most natural lakes in the world?
That's kind of an interesting answer.
Yeah.
You just want to go with yours?
Yeah, it's big, maybe. Or it could be one of the lands.
Makes me think of Quint from Jaws talking about natural lakes or something. Like, and you find a natural lake here.
It's just like that.
A lot of things make you think of Quint from Jaws.
It does.
I think like, it's just an impression you like to do.
I think it might be. Like when I go to McDonald's and they don't have the breakfast anymore.
You said by 10:30, it's 10:31.
Any excuse to talk like Quint or Jackson Maine?
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, we're locked in.
We're locked in.
So thinking of land area.
Yep. I thought... Russia or Canada. I think United States would be the odd man out of those three.
Yeah. Do you want to go Canada then?
I hate to keep going with the first thing I think of, but yeah, Canada.
I'm good with that. I don't mind that at all. Let's go Canada.
Mm-hmm. We wrote Canada down.
Yeah, but then I figured Minnesota has 10,000 lakes on its own, right? There's got to be other lakes
in
other states.
That's what that license plate says.
Land of Lakes is made right here in the USA.
Butter.
The mm-hmm. butter, yep. Obviously. Yep. So we locked in with USA.
All right. Well, Jamal and Ken were right. It is Canada. 9% of the country is covered in fresh water up nice. There.
Yeah, you totally saved me on that one. I was going to say USA too.
Yeah. Big time for Canada. Got a bunch of lakes, NBA finals. Good for them.
Jamal's almost batting perfect. I mean, he had the liver one too.
Yeah.
So as long as Jamal
just
trusts...
Just not confident.
Confident, right. It should be titled Jamal Trusts His Gut because it seems like you're 100%.
All right. Question eight is in NHL honors. What NHL team has the most retired numbers?
See, I don't follow hockey, but I think I have an idea. That's exactly what I was going to put.
Yeah, I think it's right.
So my confidence of not knowing anything about hockey, I think that's right.
Okay. We're locked in.
Wow. All right, so we're probably thinking an original six team.
Definitely.
Blackhawks wouldn't be a bad guess. I think Montreal wouldn't be a bad guess.
I was thinking, you know, it's Montreal, obviously, first guess, or Toronto, because I think probably like the tradition of retiring numbers means more up there.
What's your gut saying?
Montreal.
All right, Montreal it is. Mm-hmm.
I thought Montreal. I thought, I don't know. I think it's very, it depends on the team because some teams are more, you know, loose with whose jerseys they retire. We were just thinking about a team with like a ton of Hall of Famers and, you know, an older team, and we locked in with the Detroit Red Wings.
Okay. Well, the correct answer is the Montreal Canadiens. Oh, they have 15 numbers retired.
Jamal's just crushing us, man. It's like Jason Statham to the face of an intruder.
Jamal drank kombucha for breakfast today, so his gut balance is perfect.
That bacteria count that is just...
Oh, man. You took a weird route to that. Jamal laid that out for you very nicely.
You know what has a weird route is that small intestine.
Oh, I see that, too.
Oh.
All right. Question nine is in Shakespeare in Space. What planet has moons that are all named after Shakespearean characters?
I've written a similar question to this.
I know. I've gotten it wrong multiple times from you, from Jeff, from regular trivia, from a hobo on the street. Here.
He just asked you that?
The hobo? No, he came up and I was like, oh, here's a dollar. And he said, was it
Rutger Hauer? Hobo with a Shotgun?
It was. He pulled the shotgun on me and he's like, name the moons of Shakespeare characters.
I know there's an Othello. I think it's this one.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine. It's probably going to be wrong. It's going to be
the other
one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. We're going to lock in with this wrong answer.
Let's hear what Jamal's leading.
Yeah. Let's go to Jamal. We'll think about it. We'll come back.
Reluctant.
All right. So I'm not saying Jupiter.
No, definitely not.
Let's eliminate that. I think we are eliminating Saturn.
Yes. So I thought it's between Uranus and Neptune. I know one of them has a moon, I believe, called Callisto.
Neptune, then?
Yeah.
I'm bracing myself now for this answer because
we were between Neptune and you wrote Venus, and I was just like, oh, that makes sense. And like, I don't think they have very many moons. They're very close to the sun. I can't think of any moons of Venus. I know Neptune has a ton. Probably should have said Neptune, but we locked in with Venus.
The answer is Uranus, so yeah. Jamal should have gone with his first punch once again.
So it wasn't Mars, which the moon is a part of, right?
Pretty much pretty much everything I know about our solar system's moons have to do with where they go in the anime Cowboy Bebop, so that's all I know.
That wasn't helpful here at all.
No.
What about Sailor's moons?
Sailor moons? I don't watch that one.
No.
All right. So the last question in this round is in the category of I love you, but you're all terrible.
What's our score so far?
On Bob's Burgers, Bob shows off his creative side by having special burgers of the day. How much does a burger of the day cost?
I actually don't watch Bob's Burgers.
I think it's that.
Okay. You would know. You watch the adult cartoons.
Yeah.
I mean, adult films. I mean, adult cartoons. Sorry.
Hentai.
That's fine with me. I don't watch the show.
Yeah. As an expert in adult cartoons, I'm locked in with this.
Yeah. So the sign is always to the right of the counter and it's always got a fun pun on it. But usually I'm distracted by the pun and I don't notice the price. I think it's pretty cheap though in terms of a burger meal. So you want to say $5.99?
For some reason, I was thinking like it was $6.50, or I feel like a 99 would have stood out more.
Okay. $6.50. That sounds good. That's about what I was thinking.
All right. So yeah,
I'm gonna trust my gut on this one and then probably be wrong.
Yeah. This is a stab anyway. So.
So you guys are locked in with $6.50?
$6.50.
Yeah, I was actually torn between, I think somewhere between $4.95 and $5.95. I think I remember seeing a $5 on there, so we just locked in with $5.95.
All right, Matt, you are absolutely correct. It is $5.95.
Wow. All right.
Good job.
Oh, wow. Nice.
I got one.
Yeah, it's funny. Colleen always talks to me. It just makes me think of burgers because she's always like, you know, a place, if it has a good burger, doesn't really need to be more than like $10 or something like that.
Neil, oh my God, stop. Please. Oh my God. Lynn.
That's a good impression.
It's not bad.
Good thing you do watch adult cartoons.
I'm saying it like that.
Adult.
You pervert.
The first round has come to a close, and it looks like team hometown or home team? Hometown?
Home team.
Home team.
Just write it down.
Just write it Dean. Write it Dean. Write it Dean here. Sorry. I don't know where that turned into. Sound like the bird lady from Home Alone 2. You find your birds and you feed the birds. Merry Christmas. So home team has 40 points going into the swing round, and team old man fights has 30 points. So we're just behind just a little bit.
Yeah,
that's all. Before we get to the swing round, just wanted to let everyone know that like Jamal and Haley, you too can become a patron supporter. If you go to patreon.com/trivialitypodcast, get a bunch of different perks here. Haley is going to be getting a poster sent to her. Jamal had a Macho Man sticker sent to him, and there's many other perks that you can get for joining and help support the show. And without their support, we wouldn't be able to make the show as good as we try to make it. So
or make the show at all.
Or make the show at all. Please check us out at patreon.com/trivialitypodcast to become a Patreon supporter, and we look forward to seeing you there. Haley, what do you have in store for us today?
So for the swing round, I decided to do a movie quote swing round, more specifically a follow that line. So I'm going to give you a line from a movie, and all I need from you guys is just to give me the well-known quote that follows it. I'm not going to try to stump you with any, you know, random indie movies or anything like that. So they are pretty well-known movies.
Shame.
So there's no Battleship Potemkin?
So quote one is, too late, they start shooting in a week. Number two, but you don't understand, Osgood, I'm a man. Number three, are you crying? There's no crying. Number four, surely you can't be serious. Number five, so you play pretty good for a blind white boy. Number six, I'm here to try out my sea legs. Number seven, we don't have enough road to get up to 88. Number eight is a dialogue, so I'll just read the two lines. Play it once, Sam, for old time's sake. I don't know what you mean, Miss Ilsa. Number nine is, come and see the violence inherent in the system. And number 10 is, Lena, we're missing every other word. You've got to talk into the mic.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. On our show, we help listeners like you make the most of your finances. I sit down with NerdWallet's team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. We answer your real-world money questions and break down the latest personal finance news. The nerds will give you the clarity you need by cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. We don't promote get-rich-quick schemes or hype unrealistic side hustles. Instead, we offer practical knowledge that you can apply in your everyday life. You'll learn about strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. And you'll walk away with the confidence you need to ensure that your money is always working as hard as you are. So turn to the nerds to answer your real-world money questions and get insights that can help you make the smartest financial decisions for your life. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so as we mull these answers over, just want to remind everybody to join us on The Crop. It's a fun fan group that we have on Facebook. We share tidbits about the episodes, discussions on the episodes, answers, and
recently passed 500 members.
Recently passed 500, so thank you everybody for signing up if you're already there.
Cool. Let's throw it back to Haley to hear the questions one more time and get the answers.
All right. So the first quote that I gave you was, too late, they start shooting in a week. So what did you guys have for that?
Yeah, this one I could not think of it. It sounded so familiar. So we just put something that was showbiz related and we put Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
This one I'm pretty sure is The Godfather. I don't know the following quote that comes after it, so any excuse to do a Godfather impression. So I just said, you come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding. So that's all we had.
The next line is, I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Should have just went with that one.
That's such an easy impression, too.
All right. Number two was, but you don't understand, Osgood, I'm a man.
Yeah, this we were pretty lost on this one. Then I thought maybe it's from Psycho, and I put, we're all a little crazy sometimes.
Oh, well, this one, thanks my mom for this one. She's a huge Marilyn Monroe fan, and I've seen this movie many times. I've seen it on stage. It's Some Like It Hot, and I believe it's Jack Lemmon, I can't remember, on the boat with Osgood, and he goes, but you don't understand, Osgood, I'm a man, and then the response is, well, nobody's perfect.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And I said that too. I said,
yeah, Ken, when you were saying that in the discussion, I was like, oh no.
I didn't have the line, but I had the movie and I bailed on it. I'm disappointed, by the way, there is no A Star Is Born in this list.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually never seen it. So
we heard the feedback on the crop about our Jackson Maine impressions. You've been heard, and we will reintroduce Jackson at some point.
Yeah, we'll get another look.
No, today is not that day.
We'll get another look at Jackson.
Oh, I guess today is that day.
Hey, Matt. Just want to get another look at you.
All right.
All right. So the third quote was, "Are you crying? There's no crying."
So we had for this one, "There's no crying in baseball."
Yeah, this was one that really stood out right away. Very iconic line. "There's no crying in baseball."
Yep, from A League of Their Own, which is one of my favorite movies. It's so good.
This used to be my playground.
Sorry. It's that movie where Tom Hanks coaches those girls who have their own league.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, that is. Got it.
All right, quote number four was, "Surely you can't be serious."
And we jumped onto this one pretty quick, and it's, "I am serious, and don't call me Shirley."
That's a lot of quotes, good quotes from Airplane, but this one's, "I am serious and don't call me Shirley."
Yep, very good. All right, so the fifth quote was, "So, you play pretty good for a blind white boy."
So I was thinking of all the movies that I know a blind white boy is in, and I remembered that there's a blind white boy who plays some pretty good guitar in Roadhouse. Can't remember the line that comes after this, but we went with, "Pain don't hurt."
It's good guess. Yeah, it was funny when I heard this. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, oh, she did a great Roadhouse reference. So this is when Dalton visits the Double Deuce for the first time. And he goes up to the door and he tells the blues player, "You play pretty good for a blind white boy." And he goes, "And I thought you'd be bigger."
Yep. I wanted to pander to you guys a little bit, so I did do a little house quote.
Pandering appreciated.
Leave it to Neil to get that one.
All right, so number seven was, "I'm here to try out my sea legs." Where's this?
Yeah, I don't think this is the Battleship Potemkin, right, Neil?
I don't think so. Let me think about it in my Russian. Nope, I don't think so.
No, I think that's a silent film, in fact. I don't know. I thought that maybe this was Jaws on the boat scene, so I put, "You're going to need a bigger boat."
Yeah, I thought he was wanting to try out his sea legs, but the boat wasn't spacious enough for him, and he said, "You know what? You're going to need a bigger boat."
The answer is, "But you ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan."
Oh, God. now I can hear it so clearly now.
That's a lot of Tom Hanks on this episode. Mm-hmm.
It's a good guy.
All right, so quote seven was, "We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
And we had from Back to the Future 2, "Where we're going, we don't need roads."
But Back to the Future 1 and 2,
yes,
right? Because they replay the scene.
Yeah, I believe it's the last scene of number one.
Mm-hmm.
"Where we're going, we don't need roads."
Yep, both teams are getting points for that. All right, quote eight was two lines. It was, "Play it once, Sam, for old time's sake. I don't know what you mean, Miss Elsa."
Yeah, this one's pretty tricky. So the common misconception is that somebody says, "Play it again, Sam," in that order, but I don't think they ever say that. And after a lot of discussion, Jamal?
So we locked in with, "Play as time goes by."
Yeah, I mean, this is up to you, Haley. I'd give them credit for that. But the full line, yeah, everyone says, "Play it again, Sam," but it's, "Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by."
Yeah, I'll give you guys both credit for that. You got the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is from Casablanca.
All right.
All right. Quote number nine was, "Come and see the violence inherent in the system."
The only spot that I know this line from is from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. I'm assuming that they're referencing another movie here in Monty Python. But the only other line associated with that is, "Be quiet, I order you to be quiet."
Hmm.
But I don't think that's right.
We didn't really know. I just thought this might be the preamble to him laying out the rules to Fight Club. And the first rule of Fight Club is, don't talk about Fight Club. That's not even the right line. Ugh.
Ken, you had the right movie, and you did say this when you were discussing it. It is, "Help, help, I'm being repressed."
Mm. Oh, wow.
It's when King Arthur was shaking him down and trying to get him to be quiet.
Just picked the wrong line.
All right. And then the last quote was, "Lena, we're missing every other word. You've got to talk into the mic."
Yep. No idea on this one. We just said, "Can you hear me now?"
This one, I knew the movie right away, and I couldn't initially think of the word. It's Singing in the Rain, and Colleen was in Singing in the Rain. She broke her arm, actually, playing one of the roles, the Debbie Reynolds role. But I was trying to think.
There's a lot of stage combat in that version.
There is. There's a lot of hand-to-hand combat. I was trying to remember the name because the whole joke is the mics, initially they put them in like plants and bushes and whatnot. And I believe the line is, we're missing every other word. You've got to talk into the mic. And she says, I'm not going to make love to a bush. And that's what we locked in with.
Yep. So the line is, well, I can't make love to a bush. Oh. So I will go ahead and give you points for that.
All right. Oh,
thank you.
You got it.
After the swing round, it looks like Team Home Team is at 60 points, and we've taken a slight lead over here at Old Man Fights with 65, so very tight game going into round two.
Don't ever count on Old Man Fights.
All right, so the first question of round two is in the category of A River Runs Through It. Within 1%, what percentage of the Nile River is located in Egypt?
Okay, that's fine. Fair enough.
All right, so I like to think this is a pretty high amount, but I bet it's less than half. Do you agree?
Yeah, I was thinking very low. I don't know why.
Oh, really?
Because thinking of the size of Egypt compared to like the size of the Sudan or Chad, some of those other countries that are up there.
I see. Do you want to say like...
So I was thinking like 25.
Okay.
If
we could do that. I feel pretty good about that. That's about the ballpark I was thinking.
I did grow up with a map of Africa that I put together frequently, so I'm going to be very disappointed in getting this question wrong.
We'll go 25%.
Yeah.
Generally, game theory says that if it's within 1%, you're looking at a lower number. Otherwise, they would say within 3 to 5% or 5%, something along there. So we thought it was really low to start with. I thought it might have even been like 1% or 2%, but we kind of went up a little bit and settled on 5%.
Okay, Ken and Jamal, you were a little bit too high. The answer is 22%.
Ooh, so close.
We were not close.
Not or Jamal and Ken were very close.
No, we were not.
I'm satisfied with that answer.
Yeah, I mean, it's close enough.
All right, and so then question two is in NBA honors. Who is the only person in NBA history to be named Most Valuable Player, Coach of the Year, and Executive of the Year?
Yeah, I got that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
It's one I actually know, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
We're locked in.
So are we. So.
Oh, it's Larry Bird.
Mm-hmm. The Hick from French Lick.
I was going to say, is his name Slick Rick, but I'm like, no, that's a rapper.
Yeah, it is.
It has nothing to do with Larry Bird.
Yes, Lawrence Bird.
Yep, the answer is Larry Bird.
Yeah, with Boston as a player and then Indiana as a coach and executive, I believe.
What's he up to now? Is he even coaching or anything?
He's still an executive with Indiana.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Whenever he goes down... like into the stands, people go nuts, and he's still around.
Sweet.
All right. So question three is in the category of His Royal Highness of Zamunda. In Coming to America, Akeem asks a barber to give him a perm using a specific product he had seen advertised. What's the name of this product?
I can lock it on that one.
Let me see it.
Shocking.
I used to watch this movie all the time as a kid.
Oh, yeah. It's a great scene.
It's not coming to me. I've seen this movie one time.
So if it's the same as the product they sing about, it's got to be Soul Glow.
That sounds fine with me.
I still remember Stained Couches and, yeah. Let your soul glow.
I was just going to go, Soul Glow. Yeah, Eric LaSalle had the Soul Glow in his hair from ER. So yeah, we went Soul Glow as well.
Yep, the answer is Soul Glow.
I watched this movie one time in Sweden.
Did you have any McDowells?
No.
Making a sequel right now. They're getting ready to shoot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
All right. So question four is in the category of civil wars. The Wars of the Roses were a series of civil wars between which two houses of England?
Oh God.
This is another one. I never researched the War of the Roses. I'm thinking of the Michael Douglas movie.
Mm.
I can get this one, by the way. Just give me a second. All right, we're locked in.
Was you right in Capulets?
Yeah, I was going to say. So they're locked in. I didn't know the answer. I can never remember. I was just going to say Montague and Capulet because I have nothing else.
Yeah.
Do you have anything?
No, absolutely not. I don't know the different.
It's English. I believe. It's like royalty.
Yeah.
I can't think of their last names.
Burberry House?
Yeah, Burberry and Ben, whatever his name is, the other British designer.
Shapiro.
Yeah. So we'll go Montague and Capulet.
Fine.
All right, so I remember one time at Bar Trivia, this was me and Jeff playing by ourselves, I think, and we were nervous because we didn't have your reinforcement. But we were on our game that day. The question was the same question, and we realized that Game of Thrones was based off the War of the Roses. So we assumed there had to be a Stark house and a Lannister house. And we said, what's English and sounds like those things? And we said, York and Lancaster.
That is great, Ted. Yeah, you were right.
Wow.
It's York and Lancaster.
Wow. I'm not going to forget that now. That's good to know. York and Lancaster. Okay.
All right. So question five is in the category of famous science guys. Who is the physicist that created the world's first nuclear reactor, which was built in Chicago?
That's where Jeff is today. He could have told us, but he's over there.
Yeah.
This is the, I feel like I know this one. It's the name of the place here in Chicago, I think.
Mm.
It's like, you can go to it off.
You can go to there.
Oh, I know what it is too. And it's,
I'm just writing names of places.
Cause I remember I knew someone in high school who's like, dad worked at this place. And I, just start with any letter of the alphabet.
No, isn't that?
Yeah. I think that's it.
Okay, locked in.
So the lab here in Chicago is Fermi.
Yeah, I think that's what they were thinking about. But I didn't think that was a nuclear reactor. I thought that was a large hadron collider, like a CERN.
I don't know exactly. I don't think it's a hadron collider. I think it's a reactor.
Is it?
Or a lab. I'm not sure. But I think...
I mean, that's...
Despite that stipulation, I think Fermi is what she's going for. The only other name I was thinking of was Oppenheimer, but I think he was developing the bomb, though, right?
Yeah, I know him from the bomb.
Okay, so let's do Fermi then.
All right.
Yeah, Matt and I were on the same wavelength. That we were just trying to name the local area place here, and Matt wrote it down.
Yeah, we locked in with Fermi.
Yep, the answer is Enrico Fermi.
All right.
Thank God you were here, because I could not remember.
Yeah.
The name. I just knew it was here. All right, a little score recap. Looks like the home team moved up to 100, and Old Man Fights moved up 5 points ahead of them, so it's 100 to 105. All right, after the first five questions of the second round, it looks like the home team has taken a little bit of a home team lead. So they're at 100, and Team Old Man Fights is trailing by 5 points with 95.
Okay, so question six is in the category of Sorry, Neil. Because in The Lord of the Rings, what is the name of Samwise Gamgee's wife?
Oh, God. I haven't
seen. Do you care if I lock in?
Please do.
I didn't even know Samwise was married. He's never home.
Yeah.
he gets married later on.
Yeah. Oh, later on?
He's not married when he goes on his little adventure.
So he's not good enough to get married, too. But once he becomes a hero, then everyone comes crawling. All the little hobbits come crawling.
Yeah.
Jeez, what's a good Tolkienian name for a wife?
It depends. Does she take his last name? Is she a Wise now, too?
Is she
a Jenny Wise?
Jenny Wise, Martha Wise.
Oh, don't worry. I'll tell you her maiden name.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Well, how about since Batman and Superman have such a fascination with Martha? We'll go with Martha.
Yeah.
Martha Wise.
How do you know that name?
Wise isn't his last name. It's Gamgee.
Oh,
it's Martha Gamgee. Gamgee.
Martha Gamgee. Yeah. Martha Gamgee, who owns the market on the corner.
All right. So it's Rosie Cotton - Gamgee.
Yep. The answer is Rosie Cotton.
Oh.
Was she played by Rosie Perez in the movie?
No.
Where you been, Sam Wise? It's a bad impression, but I love Rosie Perez. Sorry.
Yeah. White Men Can't Jump. Classic. Yes.
All right, so question seven is in the category of living on top of each other. What is the most densely populated country on Earth?
The last time we heard a similar version of this question, I just looked at Jeff and he's like, I locked in, so I didn't pay attention.
Yeah, it's...
which is often the case.
It's a name I'm not going to be able to remember.
Is it like Algeria?
No. It's...
Andorra? No. Algonquin?
It starts with an M.
Starts with an M?
Yeah. And I don't
Montenegro.
It was a country that when I heard it, I didn't know it was a country until Jeff said.
Okay, Monaco. Well, wait, Monaco sounds familiar.
We can lock in with that. I don't think it's right
because Grace Kelly. That's the only reason I'm going with Monaco. Okay, we're locked in. Yeah.
What are you guys? What are you thinking over there?
Oh, I just wanted to hear what you were thinking. I got a lot of things floating around in my head over here.
I thought it might be Indonesia.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking an Asian country, definitely.
I think maybe Indonesia.
Let's do it. I mean, you know, islands, there's less land to...
Maybe I'm thinking about Jakarta specifically, but I don't know. Something about Indonesia is jumping out at me.
Yeah, we can go with Indonesia.
Okay.
Lock it in.
Oh, you guys are locked in with Indonesia?
Yeah.
And we locked in with Monaco, right? That's what we did. Yeah.
Yep. And the answer is Monaco.
Oh.
It has an area of 0.78 square miles and a population of about 37,800 people. So very densely populated.
Matt learned a thing.
We'll remember that now. Yeah, teamwork. I knew it started with M and Neil knew the name of a country.
Matt was hanging up laundry in the rear window and I had my camera and I looked at him a little creepily. And I figured it out. Because Grace Kelly's in Rear Window.
I understand.
Yeah.
Oh, I well, see the answer there.
Well, Grace, look at my camera here. It's a DSLR.
Most boring movie.
Right. So question 8 in the category of World War I flying beagles. What type of plane did Snoopy say he was flying whenever he was in character as the World War I flying ace?
So that's what I know, too. But yeah. That's not the name
type
of the plane.
Type of plane?
That's not the type of... No, because it's based on an actual flyer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So are you saying the name of the plane or the model of the plane?
I'm not sure if it ever did have an actual name.
The model of the plane. So he's imitating the Red Baron, famous for his pizzas and also his wartime efforts.
Yeah.
But mostly his pizzas.
Yeah.
Who knew that this guy would get back from the war, be a hero, and then create pizzas you can microwave in the microwave oven?
Yeah.
You know? Anyway.
Multi-talented man.
So he's the Red Baron. The only plane that I know is an American plane, but the Red Baron was not American. Is the P-52. Isn't that like the Mustang or something? That's a fighter plane.
They wrote Rock Lobster.
Yeah, right. Let's get this war started. Okay. You want to go P-52? I don't know.
I do. I desperately want to go with P-52.
Okay. P is in Peter, by the way. P-52.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have any idea?
It's an old-timey biplane. I never knew the name for it.
I have no idea. So in honor of these guys, let's just say Love Shack.
Okay. The answer is the Sopwith Camel.
Oh, never would have
so
got that.
So close.
Okay. So hold on. I should have spoke up. I'm such a dummy. That's exactly what I was thinking, but it sounds so stupid.
Oh,
and
no.
I didn't want to say it.
Well, if you were wrong, you would have felt
really
dumb.
What is it, the Sopwith Camel?
Sopwith Camel.
Yeah, it's spelled Sopwith.
Wow. Yeah, see, Jamal's...
Sorry, Ken.
That's okay.
Jamal's been on... His gut has been on fire today. Just go with it, Jamal. Don't worry about...
No antacids over there.
Look at me. Look what I say on a daily basis.
If you say something stupid, we'll just cut it out.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said I was really wrong about this one thing. Got cut out, thankfully, but it was not good.
Right. Darn. So question 9 is in the category of the wedding singer.
All right.
What country music legend performed at the wedding reception of Bill and Melinda Gates?
It's got to be a couple. I would think it'd be someone who's somewhat politically... I was going to say, he's someone who's outspoken enough who I think they would hire, right? Okay, I'm good with that.
Yeah, so country... How are you with country music? I'm bad.
I know the names of a lot of people, but can I... You know, they're very, like, forward thinking, and I feel like they'd pick someone who gives to charity a lot. And
Willie Nelson.
I mean, I was thinking like Garth Brooks or Reba or.
Yeah, I don't know pretty much anything about those people other than Garth Brooks is also Chris Gaines and Reba McEntire has a sitcom.
What's
called
your sitcom?
Reba.
It's called Reba.
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 Garth Brooks also played minor league baseball.
Oh,
did he really?
Yeah.
Let's go with Reba, because I don't think Willie Nelson, I think he's too hippie.
Too much pot.
Bill Gates.
Not enough romantic tunes.
Yeah. Unless, like, you think maybe Dolly Parton, I don't know if she performs that much.
I'm good with your gut. I trust your gut at this point. So okay, we're going to go with Reba.
Go with Reba McEntire.
I love Dolly Parton, by the way. She's the best. Mm-hmm. But Matt went with something different.
Yeah, we thought that maybe Willie was getting the party started. And we said Willie Nelson.
Indeed, Willie did get the party started. It was Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Just watching Wag the Dog last night, and Willie Nelson has just the most bizarre role in that movie.
It's very bizarre. I don't know what he did to get in that movie, but it's like, it's
he just
so
showed
weird
up, and they just put him on there.
Well, him and Woody Harrelson are like best friends, too, which is funny to me.
That makes sense.
Woody and Willie.
Okay, so the last question of regulation is in the category of Great Lakes. As noted in the opening line of The Song of the Hiawatha by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, what is the Ojibwe name for Lake Superior?
A lot of the cities right around Lake Superior are like anglicized versions of these kind of names. So you try to think about...
Was this that writer who was also a linebacker for the Raiders in the 80s?
No.
Howie Longfellow?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know
Broken
once...
Arrow?
Yeah, exactly. I know once we hear it, I might recognize it, but I have no idea whatsoever.
I don't want to make something up.
I don't either. I'd rather just refrain
That sounds like a minefield.
Let's go Howie Longfellow.
Howie Longfellow.
Yeah, I really don't know on this one either.
Nope.
Let's say Algonquin. I know that's another tribe, but let's just say
all
Algonquin.
Right. Something that could be right.
Yeah.
Well, there is one other person who has talked about this lake. It's Gordon Lightfoot. He wrote that the legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee.
Oh, okay.
So it is Gitche-Gumee.
So close.
You were wrong. I do not know what that is. That's
Gitche-Gumee.
Okay.
Regulation is over. It looks like the scores here going into the final round are still very tight, but the old man fights took the lead once again. We have 115, and right behind us are the home team with 110. So those are the points that we can wager with. So let's hear these final round categories, Haley.
All right. So your final round categories are as follows. Number one is the other football. Two is she's gonna blow. Three is middle names. Four is Chicago in American history. And five is bonding through chemistry.
All the wagers are locked in, so let's hear the questions.
All right, so in the other football, what country won the first World Cup? Number two in She's Gonna Blow, what is the oldest active volcano on Earth? Number three in middle names, what is Donald Duck's middle name? Number four is Chicago in American history. The first televised presidential debate was broadcast from Chicago. Who were the two candidates that were in that debate? And then question five is in bonding through chemistry. In which type of chemical bonding are electrons shared between adjacent atoms?
While everyone's discussing the answers, just want to remind everyone, if you'd like to host, just like Haley is doing today, there's a sign-up sheet on the crop. You can sign up to be a guest host, also be a guest contestant like Jamal. So there's two sign-up sheets there. They're Google Forms. Go there, sign your name up, and we'll get you on the show as fast as we can with Patreon supporters getting priority.
Welcome to From Beneath the Hollywood Sign. If you love old movies, Hollywood history, or the golden age of filmmaking, you've come to the right place. This is the podcast that talks about amazing stories of Tinseltown from another era and fascinating conversations with writer-producer Steve Kubine and actress-writer Nan McNamara.
One particular argument, he ended up dislocating Ava's jaw. Ava, she was such a tough cookie. Rather than cry or scream or anything like that, she called the police. Like she should have, exactly. Exactly. What does she do? She takes an ashtray and she knocks him over the head and knocks him unconscious. That's how she fought back. She didn't know what to do, so she called Louis B. Mayer. I think I've killed Howard Hughes. What do I do?
Revisit a time when the pictures were still big and everyone was ready for their close-up. When you want Tyrone Power instead of Tom Hardy, Jennifer Jones instead of Jennifer Lawrence, or Robert Mitchum rather than Robert Pattinson, then From Beneath the Hollywood Sign is the gin joint for you.
Calling all kids in the car, Brittany and Meredith here from the chart-topping Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast.
Are you dreading another silent car ride with the fam? We've got the cure. Three rounds of fresh trivia every single week. Movies, music, even science and Disney. We've got something for every trivia buff in the car. No more crickets chirping on those long journeys. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast is your secret weapon for connecting and laughing with kids of all ages, teens, toddlers, adults, it doesn't matter. Spark their curiosity and challenge their brains with every episode. New episodes drop weekly wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast and turn those car rides into epic adventures.
All of the answers are now locked in, so let's hear those questions one more time and get the answers.
All right, so what country won the first World Cup?
So I'm pretty sure this is something I've heard before. I believe the first World Cup was held in Uruguay, and the winner was Uruguay.
And we wagered 30 points.
Ooh. We wagered zero on this one because a lot of soccer, I don't really know. I didn't know it was a Latin American country. I was kicking around Colombia for a while. And now that he says Uruguay, that sounds right. But we locked in with the perennial champs, Brazil.
It is Uruguay. Second question was, what is the oldest active volcano on Earth?
We wagered zero on this one, so we just thought we'd take a stab and say Mount St. Helens.
Yep, we wagered 10 on this one. Initially, we were throwing back and forth Dante's Peak, just to make sure that the dog was safe. And after that, we were between Mount Vesuvius and Mount St. Helens. And just for no other reason than it was familiar to us, we went with Mount St. Helens.
The answer is actually Mount Etna, which is in Italy as well. So,
do they all? Does that mountain also provide insurance?
All right. So, what is Donald Duck's middle name?
So I kept throughout our discussion, I kept saying Reginald for some reason. It's just stuck in my head, and Haley's kind of smiling. So either I'm way off or I'm dead right. So, we wagered zero on this one too, though.
We wager 10 on this one. Had no idea on this, but I feel like there's a cartoon character whose middle name is Bartholomew, or their real name is Bartholomew, and it just would not get out of my head. So that's what we locked in with.
Ken was right. It is a weird name. It's actually Fauntleroy. It's spelled Fauntleroy.
So weirder than any of us could have ever thought.
Yep.
Fauntleroy. Or in Duck.
And then the fourth question was, the first televised presidential debate was broadcast from Chicago. Who were the two candidates in that debate?
Well, we only wagered 5 on this one. So we figured, I thought Kennedy was maybe one of the first candidates that had a televised debate. Did you want to chime in on the rest of our thinking?
Yeah, and I hope we're not going completely the wrong direction, but we thought that Nixon lost before he actually became president, so we said Kennedy and Nixon.
I believe that this was Nixon was ahead going into this debate, but JFK was just so handsome that he pulled ahead after this. I believe it was JFK and Nixon.
Have you seen my face?
you there on a TV.
We also wagered 5 on this.
Yep, so broadcast on September 26, 1960, it was between Kennedy and Nixon.
It's like a movie star.
Okay, and then the last question was, in which type of chemical bonding are electrons shared between adjacent atoms?
For this one, we just said the only bond we knew, and we wagered zero, so we just threw covalent on the page.
We went zero on this one, and literally only because Channing Tatum says it in 21 Jump Street, we went covalent bonds.
Yep, you are right. It is covalent.
Oh, man. Should have wagered on that.
So it looks like after the final scores here were tallied, the old man fights just did not have the energy to finish the fight. They tired out very quickly and are on the couch taking a nap now. So we have 100 points, and we lost to the better team today, the home team, with 145 points, making them the cream of the crop.
The cream will rise to the top. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, root, root, root for Jamal. Good job.
This was fun.
Yeah, it sure was.
Jamal's gut coming through, just like that kombucha.
Uruguay was the big winner here. Yep. I feel like that was.
Yeah, and so Jamal, we didn't really talk about
it. Smart bet, really.
But you're a big soccer fan, and you play soccer, right?
Yeah, huge soccer fan. I'm a Arsenal supporter and have been for a long time in the Premier League. But I play like 2 or 3 nights a week.
How'd you get interested in Arsenal?
The 2000 World Cup, I think, in France. Thierry Henry was a big star there, and he was on Arsenal at the time. Okay. So
cool.
Now he's on the Red Bulls, is he? Or is he still on the Red Bulls? He was in the MLS for a minute.
He's retired now.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty old, I imagine.
So he was actually coaching in Monaco for a while.
Oh. That's where I know it from.
He will actually be in the next big WWE event, though.
So. he's just old enough now. Yeah.
What is Arsenal's big rival? Or who are they?
Tottenham.
Oh, Tottenham. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So you guys played a really, really great game. Haley, these were really, really fun questions. Great category names and kind of all in our different wheelhouses. So we appreciate you putting it together.
Thanks for that Lord of the Rings question, too. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Was it Martha Gamgee?
No, still no.
Oh, okay. Martha Wise.
Martha Wise.
But I feel like people get so mean just picking on the Lord of the Rings knowledge all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. It's not bad. I'm sure it's fine.
Wait for the new show that's going to come out.
That's true. And Haley, we'll have to invite you back to maybe do a Patreon bonus episode with us with a different swing round.
Yeah, for sure. I would love to.
So before we throw back to Haley, any shout outs on your end, Jamal?
Well, yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to my wife who is laying down in the bed and is in her third trimester and going to have our first kid. And
congratulations.
All right.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And my dog.
Little baby dog. Dutch boy, right?
Little baby Dutch boy. Well, as I say, though, to everyone who's having a kid and or is in sort of the pregnancy stage, we hope that you name the kid Matt, Jeff, Neil, or Ken, or some version of it. We don't expect it, but we appreciate it.
We expect it, actually.
We expect it. Haley and
I'll think about it.
Yeah, think about it. Just think about it.
Just
mull
it over.
Any shout-outs for you, Haley?
Just a shout out to 90FM, who was they hold that contest every year, and they're the ones that got me into trivia. So that's kind of why I'm here.
Awesome.
Well, yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you both for joining us today. Thank you for being Patreon supporters. We really appreciate it. And for Jeff, who hopefully is making some difference in the nuclear at Fermi, right? Mm-hmm. He's at Fermi over there making a difference. We'll see what happens if he even comes back. And if not, we'll keep you updated. But for Matt, Ken, Jamal, and Haley, my name is Neil, and that was Triviality.
All right.
So we'll talk about our wager, Jamal, so that way we'll lock it in so you guys can talk to. We won't base it off of yours. Yeah. But how do you feel? She's going to blow probably is something with sailing, and I've known nothing about sailing.
Why would you say it's about sailing?
Like, she's going to blow. Or no, it's a pirate thing.
Volcanoes.
I'm thinking of Darcy Blow. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's a pirate thing.
Maybe it's about glass blowing.
That's true. Yeah. Could be.
Maybe it's about the movie Blow.
Oh.
Maybe it's about cocaine.
Could about be about actual blow, which is constantly being sniffed in the studio.
Middle.
Not true.
No,
not true.
That's why we sound like we're falling asleep.
That's true.
Can you, read our victory as Jackson Maine, though?
Sure, read it as Jackson Maine. So their score is, first let me put some marmalade in my hair.
Marmalade,
make it shiny.
Pomade?
Nope, marmalade.
Some marmalade. Let me look at your score here, 145.